Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Public Teasing Whispers. You can listen to this file in public if you like. However, that would be very naughty, as the longer you listen, the more you will be affected. With arousal, with want, with needs. And those needs tend to grow, because once they are noticed, they get stronger. Most of the time, it's a simple thought, a fantasy, a flicker of imagination. I see you listening. I know why you're here. It's so naughty, so irresponsible of you, starting to listen to this and letting it run on and on, putting this on in public, tisk, tisk, tisk. You get so aroused from this, don't you? All those ways that hypnosis can affect you. Secret words, whispers, controlling words and triggers, fascinating phrases that melt your mind with arousal, heat, desire. How it affects your state of mind and body. Why do you do this to yourself? You know it's going to make you squirm. Are you crossing your legs? Tensing your thighs? Is your face slowly showing a flushed glow? It's really irresponsible of you to keep listening. I've given you so many opportunities to just step away. But the longer you listen, the deeper you will fall into this spiral. Arousal, heat, desire, wanting. It's so naughty of you to put this on in public. I wonder if the people around you know what you're listening to. If they're noticing your reactions to these words. Maybe I'll build you up, count you down. Maybe I won't deny you what you crave or give you too much, so you'll make a noise, accidentally letting loose your lust, which you shouldn't. It's in public, after all. People shouldn't know what you're listening to. And you knew starting this was irresponsible of you, so naughty, so perverted. and yet you're still listening, still here. Secretly, you must want me to make you squirm so much that a sound escapes. Maybe I'll use some of those nice phrases, sexy sounds, sensual sensations, words weaving through your mind. Hypnosis can make you go so blissfully black. It can affect your body in such powerful ways, so deep.
Something, ride on something, press
so good, but you can't. It would really cross that boundary from irresponsible to, well, you know how naughty it already is, don't you? You know how every second ticks you closer to rising tension, building need. Maybe I'll build you up by counting you down. Should I? Don't answer. If you answer, people will wonder what you're listening to. If you react or show how good this is making you feel, you'd give away the game, the teasing. You want to look innocent, don't you? Even though you're so naughty, so willing to listen to this, to indulge even deeper, to keep listening and have my voice pull your mind further down that spiral of lust, arousal, heat, and desire. Cross. Little words, deep feelings. Maybe all it takes is a single touch in a certain place, just a little pressure, pleasure, building need, right? Try not to squirm out loud, you might be caught. And it would be such a shame if you're caught, because it would mean that I'd have to stop. Or at least you'd have to stop listening. You are using headphones, aren't you? I hope for you that there's nobody else that can hear what I'm doing to you. Because if they hear the words that I'm saying to you, they'd know exactly how you're feeling. You're feeling aroused, building, wanting, needing. It's almost like you're thrust into pleasure. Certain words are even more powerful than others. For example, if you're not careful, you can edge towards a release, which would really make you squirm out loud. And we don't want that, do we? Or do we? Maybe it's my game to make you lose composure, to shock you into pleasure, to push you into pressure and thrust you into... No, I shouldn't say it. That would be too easy. It's much easier for me to deny you what you want. So I'll stop. No more naughty words, just innocent hypnosis. Sweet, deep moments of relaxation, a relaxing slide all the way down, going so blank that you're ready to be filled with new ideas, fantasies, sensations. Innocent words that in no way imply more arousal building, a deeper desire brewing inside, a fire fueled by your own perversion. It's so naughty. You knew what was going to happen. You knew how irresponsible it was to start listening. You knew that it was a bad idea. And yet you're still here, still listening, still building up. If I do count down, beware, because it's going to be intense. 10. See, every number is a little shock, a wave of pleasure. 9, and I can keep going if I want. 8, teasing so much more, terribly pointing out your building arousal, so try. As I continue to 7, 5, maybe I should go back, 6, or it's confusing enough already, 9, the numbers frustrating, pouting, squirming, smiling, but all those things show what you're listening to. All those things betray your inner desires to the world right now. Remember, you don't want to show too much right now. So focus on being perfectly, blankly still, while I count you down quickly to an edge. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Or maybe I shouldn't. It would be a little too easy to give you that pleasure already. Oh yes, I know you're loving this. I know that you secretly have been listening to all of this, even though you shouldn't have. You're being so irresponsibly horny. 3. This is just a tease. The release would be too easy, too predictable. Then again, it's possible that you wouldn't see it come. It takes you by surprise. The confusion. Seven, six, but no. Stay on that edge, stay squirming, wanting, needing, craving, full of heat, desire, wanting to have that release. Maybe you already did. Maybe you didn't. I wonder what the feelings inside of you are. Why do you do this to yourself? Why do you listen to something you shouldn't? Pulling you to the edge, getting you closer and closer, and even in public, making you come. So teasing, irresponsibly fun, and you couldn't resist to continue listening. You couldn't help yourself. Well then, I guess I will see you again. Because you're not going to listen to this only once, are you? I knew it. Well, well then. Should I bring you back, make you aware of how much you've been squirming out here? One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, ten, awake. And I'm sure nothing happened at all.